Good morning, everyone. If you would turn with me to 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to read from verse 1 to 3 and then skip to 13. So 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I've become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Skip to verse 13. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we come this morning out of love, Lord, out of a desire to know you, to draw close to you, God. And and we're just open today to whatever you have to share with us, Lord, and let us be just like fertile soil, able to receive whatever you have in store for us that will help us just to grow in your ways, but also grow in intimacy with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Love. So usually in this verse, it mentions spiritual gifts even, because oftentimes spiritual gifts are seen quite high. And it says, basically, we come to the conclusion we need to operate in love with our acts, not just do those acts. But I want to even take it a step further and say that love and relationship, when I think of love, it's basically relationship, right? But of course, it's the way you go about it, is even more important. And perhaps, especially being in a charismatic church like SP, sometimes we forget the significance of love and relationship. Even early on in my conversion as a Christian, I remember, the first thing you usually do is you try to, share the gospel and get other people on board. Not just because God told you so, but because, you know, you received this amazing thing, so you want to share it with your friends and family. And I had these two friends in Hong Kong that were visiting, non-Christians, and just sharing all my testimonies, and then they're still kind of skeptical. And I finally say to them, what would it take for you to believe, to convert? I don't like the word convert, but what would it take for you to, like, accept Christ? And they said, if there was an amputated man, like, imagine Nick Vujicic, he has no arms and legs, just born that way. And suddenly, in front of their eyes, all his limbs grew out. That's pretty crazy, supernatural. I've never seen it. And then they said, and then they had the audacity to say, if that happened, I might consider it. And at that time, I was like, even like recently, I was so angry. Like, what? How dare you? I'm saying, like, just name your price. And then they named it, and they might consider it a little. And I just couldn't understand. But actually, even right now, as I think about it, and I look back to my own, accepting Christ into my life, it was kind of similar, right? Like, what I mean is, for me, how it started for me was I went to a prophetic conference, my first one, and I was a non-Christian at the time, and you know how, like, sometimes they call you up to the front, and they do a, like, public prophecy over you? Same thing. I got called up to the front, and it was kind of like, oh, interesting. I wonder, because before it was all Christians, right? And then it's like the same stuff, like, oh, you've been praying really hard. God sees your faithfulness and your prayers. And the person would be like, oh, so true. And it's like the same thing for everyone. And everyone's like, oh, God, you're so good. It's so real. So I was a non-Christian, and I got called up. And they read my mail. Like, they basically listed my last, oh, at that time, the past 2.5 decades of my life, my entire faith journey. They just like, up to now, and then they said, do you want to receive the Holy Spirit? I was like, what? What's that? And then they said, oh, put out your hand. And then they prayed, and then the Holy Spirit came upon me, and for the first time in my life, it was something I could not explain. And that's the same thing that, in the same way that my friends gave me this crazy demand to prove that God was real, and then they might consider it. Actually, after my Holy Spirit experience, I did not believe, or I believed that God was real, but I did not follow Christ yet, right? And the reason is, there was no relationship, right? Actually, from that point of experiencing God so real, no doubt in my mind that God was real, to actually, like, realizing and accepting that, you know, God was my Christ and Savior, that was, I think, another, like, 3 months before I was like, oh, God, I follow you. I believe you. I'll follow you no matter what. And you look at, I think Peter is a great example of that, right? He experienced so many miracles with Jesus. The first, you know, he basically wins the lottery in fishing, right? He casts a net, gets all this thing. He walks on water. He multiplies, or he's part of the multiplication of so much food. He sees, he chops someone's ears off, and then ears grow. And then after all that, you know, he declares to God, like, God, I'm going to, or not God, God, Jesus, also God, but Jesus, no matter what happens, I'll die for you. And then what's the result? He actually denies Jesus 3 times. Like, basic, in some ways, totally goes back on the word betrayal, backstab, whatever. Not backstab, but, like, he totally goes against everything. But he's experienced so much, right? And then it's from his experience afterwards where Peter and really, I think Peter and Jesus gets that, like, intimate one-on-one time on the beach and restores him and spends all this time loving on him. He says, he even though Peter deserves the worst, Jesus just asked him 3 times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And then after that, yes, Jesus actually does die for, no, Peter does die for Jesus in the end, right? He's crucified. And I think that's why also we have 2 baptisms, right? We have baptism of water, baptism of fire. And baptism of water is the first baptism. And if you look at it, it's kind of, I mean, we've seen it, right? It's a public declaration of faith. And usually the testimony involves God's love, right? It's like, oh, before, you know, this, I was so doing my own thing. And then I realize God's real and he loves me. And that's why I follow him. It's because of love, right, that causes people to really follow, to be willing. And then after that comes the baptism of fire, baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is where, just like at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes, and that's when we can really operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and do his works. And I think there's a reason why baptism in water comes first, right? It's because that's like the love, that's the relationship portion, and then baptism of fire comes. And if you think about it, like, even for all of us, when, you know, like, we always say, like, how do we know something's really important to you? Is if you're willing to die for it. What would you, or rather than what, who would you be willing to die for? I think, well, for myself, it's actually the people I love the most, right? Probably my mom, my dad, my wife, my daughter. And I would like to think I would die for all of you. Because that's what the Bible says. Oh, like, lay down your life for your brothers and sisters. And it sounds so good. It sounds so heroic. But if I look to, like, even like Peter's example, I need to humble myself and just be like, you know, maybe I won't. I would hope I would. But I'm not 100% sure. And part of that reason is the level of intimacy, right, that you have. I mean, end of the day, with my wife, the reason I'm going to die for her is not because, I mean, I don't even know why I'm using this example, because it's not the case. It's not because she's a great cook, for example. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to die because she's a great cook. It's not because, you know, she's great at cleaning, or she's great, you know, because she's so prophetic. I'm not going to die for her because it's actually just simply because out of the love I have and relationship for her. And I think to a certain extent, this also shows, I'm just looking at our big church, right? The people who really end up integrating into SP and really be part of this community is, I mean, I recognize that the real right answer is, it's because of God. Because you're called to SP. But most of the times, it's also connected to the senior pastor, right? And I think initially people come to SP, and you hear this a lot, and they say, oh, it's because, you know, it's really good worship. Or the biggest one is, oh, because Pastor Sam's a really good speaker. But even those people who think those things, eventually I've seen them come and go. But the ones who really stick around are the people who've actually done experiencing God, the discipleship with Pastor Sam. Because Pastor Sam is insistent, even though I have this crazy backlog, of doing this disciple himself. And it's part of this personal, he wants to love on the people and have this one-on-one relationship with each and every member of the church. And people who've done EG, they're usually, yeah, they're just in SP, and it's all, I think, attributed to this. And we say, what is a mature Christian? Is it really someone who has many spiritual gifts? Is it someone who, you know, isn't very emotional, or, you know, never gets, have highs or lows? I would say a mature Christian is someone who is just so anchored in God's love, right? Because that love is what always keeps them secure. More than God's faithfulness to them, it's just love creates this, like, unfathomable loyalty. So, what am I trying to say in all this is, I think as a charismatic church, sometimes we put too much emphasis on the spiritual gifts. And I'm not saying don't do them, but sometimes, I mean, especially for me, just even as pastor, and I'm speaking to other pastors, sometimes we want to give people like a powerful word that will rock their world, and then they'll be like, I believe. And then it's like, my job is done. That was quick, easy, fast. But I think more than that desire to bring a crazy revival, Pentecost, you know, tongues of fire, we're just called to really love and build relationships with people and take the effort as well. More than that is take the effort and time to just spend time with people and love on them. And the result, of course, is you do end up sharing the gospel with them, because that's love, right? To share something that's so good in your life, or to not share something so good in your life, is kind of not loving. And as a result, you know, when people are so sick going through incredible difficulty, using those spiritual gifts out of a desire to love is just, that's just the tools that God has equipped you. So let's pray. And I know oftentimes we always make commitments to God. Recommitment, which is okay. But I think today, I think we can just recommit to just loving people, right? Those people who are around us, and sometimes we just pray so hard for them. We, you know, want to prophesy over them. We want to rock the world. But maybe what we need to do is just spend time and let them even feel the love of God through us. Even yesterday, on Tuesday, Pastor Sam shared a little at our Devo, and he said something. There's this idiom called under the sun, which is the whole premise of Ecclesiastes. And it's talking about like living, under the sun means you're living for this world. And the Bible says if you live for this world, if you live under the sun, the result is vanity. It's nothing, right? So his point is, you know, we always say the means to an end. And how important to know what the end is, right? Which is, for example, you know, we watch a marathon episodes of 24. What's the point and the end of doing that, right? And we can say, oh, I've watched all 7 seasons in one go. It's vanity. It really amounts to nothing. So what is our end? Our end is eternal perspective, is to glorify God, to please God, to accomplish his will on as it already has been done on heaven, on earth. But the means is love. I think the means is relationship and building that for his kingdom. So I think if we are, especially those who are leaders, for those who have colleagues, let's just commit to just loving on them, asking how they are, spending time with them, caring about what they care about. I just felt like maybe we just take a moment and just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. I feel like maybe there's somebody in your life, in your past, maybe because they were close to the faith, and they're like, oh, I don't believe. I don't, stop telling me about, you know, that as a result, in some ways, you've cut them off. You're like, you know what? Since you don't want to believe, then I'm done with you. Kind of that attitude. And that's not very loving, if we really think about it, even though they're closed, right? That's very conditional. So just let the Holy Spirit, there could be many people, right? But I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Maybe there's just that one person that God just wants you to reestablish relationship with and just love and care. And it's not even about necessarily just getting them to believe, but just simply to love on them. I'll give you guys a moment, and then you can respond also just to take a moment to also pray for that person as well. You can also be a Christian as well. Let's turn to our slide, and let's just lift up those who are loved ones who are going through cancer, dealing with chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's healing, restoration, strength for the family as well. Next slide. Let's also cover those who are dealing with illness and those friends and family who also need to come to a relationship with God. Next slide. Let's also cover those with infirmities. Pray for those who are looking for jobs, for God to open doors, for also just hope and motivation as they continue the search. Let's go to the one Thursday prayer focus. Let's cover for missions focus. Let's pray for Cambodia, Grace, and Bloom. And you can also pray for the Bloom team that will be leaving next Saturday. That God's will would be fulfilled, that God's love would be shared and touched, and would touch and restore people. Let's also pray for Japan and P. Sophia. Pray for spiritual protection over her, and both physically, spiritually, everything. Pray for IP, the Well, and Cascade. Let's pray for God's anointing and protection, and that they would just be able to discern God's voice clearly and be able to deliver the message and His heart effectively. Let's pray for the educational ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, SPU. Let's pray for the leaders for guidance of what direction to take their students. Let's pray for also the students, that they would just feel loved by the teachers, be loved by their friends, and that it would just be a fun environment for them to grow together. Let's pray for the outreaches today, SP Lights, as well as Homey Outreach. Let's pray for just the favor to come, that the people they meet would have open hearts, and that let's pray for God's love to really overflow on our people, and that there be so much compassion, so much empathy towards the people, and genuine love and interest. Finally, let's pray for the Myanmar trip that is happening right now. They'll be returning tomorrow, led by Jamie. Let's pray that they would finish well, finish strong, just give it their all, and and also even just give God praise for what He will still do and what He's already done. Father, Lord, we thank you for such a simple call in our lives to love you first and foremost, but also to love those around us, love each other, God. And just as you at times demonstrate just incredible things about you, your incredible miracles, it's not with the intention of, I guess, showing off or anything, but it is to love God. And just as you love us, Lord, so we can just love and build relationship and sacrifice our time and effort and our vulnerability with others as well, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just bless each and everyone here today, Lord, that your favor would shine upon them, that they would feel your presence, feel your intimacy within them always, God, and that they would be able to hear clearly from you of your affection towards them as well as just direction in life. We thank you, Lord. We just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please continue to spend that quality time with God and have a great day.